Hello, this is Father Paul, and I'm glad we're taking this journey together to read the Bible in a year.
Today we're going to jump a little to 1 Chronicles, to the last section of chapter 9, verses 35 to 44, where we hear about the genealogy of King Saul, and then we also read chapters 10 and 11, where we hear about the death of King Saul and the anointing of David as king over all Israel, as well as some of the most notable men in the new kingdom. Chapter 9, verses 35 through 44. Jael, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ayo, Zechariah, and Miklot. And Miklot begot Shimeim. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Ishbaal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tareah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jarah. Jarah begot Alemet, Azmavet, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Binei, Rephaiah his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names were these: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shireah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malkishua, Saul's sons. The battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell on it, and when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. So Saul and his three sons died, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel, who were in the valley, saw that they had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled. Then the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him, and took his head and his armor, and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the temple of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and they brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he killed him, and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. Chapter 11. Then all Israel came together to David at Hebron, saying, "Indeed we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, even when Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in, and the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel, and be ruler over my people Israel.' Therefore all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed King David over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You shall not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. Now David said, 'Whoever attacks the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain.' And Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first and became chief. Then David dwelt in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city around it, from the Milo to the surrounding area. Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Now these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, the son of a Hakmonite, chief of the captains. He had lifted up his spear against 300, killed by him at one time. After him was Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim. Now there the Philistines were gathered for battle, and there was a piece of ground full of barley, so the people fled from the Philistines. but they stationed themselves in the middle of that field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Now 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the 3 broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, "Far be it from me, O my God, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For at the risk of their lives they brought it." Therefore he would not drink it. These things were done by the 3 mighty men. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of another 3. He had lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these 3. Of the 3, he was more honored than the other 2. Therefore he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first 3. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed 2 lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great height, 5 cubits tall. In the Egyptian's hand there was a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and won a name among 3 mighty men. Indeed, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first 3, and David appointed him over his guard. Also the mighty warriors were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamot, the Hararite, Helez, the Pelonite, Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Anatotite, Sibekai, the Hushatite, Elai, the Ahohite, Mahare, the Netophatite, Heled, the son of Bana, the Netophatite, Ittai, the son of Rebbe of Gibeah, of the sons of Benjamin, Benai, the Piratonite, Hurai, of the brooks of Gash, Abiel, the Arbatite, Asmavet, the Baharomite, Eliaba, the Shalbonite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizonite, Jonathan, the son of Shage, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sakar, the Hararite, Eliphel, the son of Ur, Hefer, the Mekeratite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Nare, the son of Isbe, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibar, the son of Hagri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Nahare, the Berotite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabed, the son of Eli, Adina, the son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan, the son of Makkah, Joshaphat, the Mittite, Uzziah, the Ashtaratite, Shama and Jael, the sons of Hotam the Aroarite, Jediael, the son of Shimri, and Joah his brother, the Tizite, Eliel, the Maavite, Jeribe and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam, Itma, the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jasiel, the Mizobite.
I hope you enjoyed today's reading as much as I did, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow to continue on our journey. God bless you and have a great day. Thank you.